And now, for your listening pleasure.
Today, in Lost Moments, I want to talk about the benefits of journaling when you're grieving. Think about this. Journaling only requires pen and paper. It doesn't require you to talk it out when you're not feeling it. Last of all, there really are many psychological and physical benefits from grief journaling. Hey there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. And if you want to privately talk with me, go to my website, heal.me/Carol L. Sanek. The problem with journaling is that it is difficult to begin doing it. You need to be motivated. You need to have energy. And you need to have dedication to doing it. And these things may not be readily available to you. Here are some thoughts. Writing about your grief means taking a closer look at what you've been through over avoiding it altogether. Journaling will help you function in a healthier way. I journal every day on Facebook. It is a very public journal for friends only. Public and friends. I know I had to rein it in because I started getting those weird messages and weird requests. But I call it Morning Thoughts. M-O-R-N-I-N-G, morning, as in good morning. I started writing when my late husband laid in the neuro ICU helpless. Over time, I've reached a letting go state. I became a different person. My grief changed. I used to have chest pain. Oh boy, did I, with every triggered grieving moment. That went away. My heart rate and blood pressure used to rise, but now my numbers are lower than ever as I eased into that letting go state. Writing has shown time after time to affect our physical and emotional well-being. How about better sleep? Wouldn't you like better sleep? Think about grief journaling. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Bye now.